What's up, family? Today is April the 14th, 2024. This is episode 318, brought to you by Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast, affiliated with Rennell's Real Talk Media Network. Brothers and sisters, the question, why is the lie more important than the truth? Why is the lie more important than the truth? Well, the lie makes you feel like you're invincible. The lie, you can be whatever you want and whoever you want. The lie make you rich when you don't have a nickel in your pocket. The lie is more interesting than the truth. The lie belongs to the devil because the devil is the king of lies. The truth, it exposes you and brings you down to earth for who you really are. A liar. But brothers and sisters, today's society has embraced the lie so much. We live in a world of lies. We're entering into a presidential election year, but there are other positions for people to vote on outside of just the presidential election. You're going to hear a bunch of lies, more lies, some truth mixed in with lies. So you have to be the one who has to filter out what's important to you, the lie or the truth. But first, you got to know what is a lie and what is the truth. But brothers and sisters, people will lie. And once you lie so much, the truth don't exist because the lie is the truth. You believe the lie because you told it so long. Now it's your truth. It's your reality. But God is the truth and will always be the truth. Though they say the devil is the king of lies, and this is the devil's world, God still has say-so in the end, regardless on what many people feel and think. That's why the lie versus the truth. See, when you tell a lie, people embrace you. When you tell a truth, you become a hater. So the truth teller is the one who is the hater, while the liar is the one who gets all the embrace. Isn't something wrong with that picture? Of course it is. We live in a world of a bunch of fantasies. We don't want to believe the truth because then it exposes us to the point where people look at us differently. But sometimes people can look at you differently in a good way, not always a bad way, when you tell the truth. But when you lie, since this is the world of the devil, you are embraced. But like they say, what happens in the dark will come out in the light. And then you will be exposed for being what you really are. We have to stop with these lies and be truthful to ourselves. And that way we can be truthful to others. Once we are true with ourselves and who we really are, then we can be truthful with everybody else. But as long as you keep lying to yourself, you can never be truthful to yourself. Only thing you can become or stay a liar. That's what you become. A liar. And if you can look at yourself each and every day knowing that you're a liar, then I don't know what to really say on that matter. Is that you're a better person? You are a worse person, or you a better person than me? But in reality, you're a worse person than me. Because I couldn't look at myself on a daily basis telling lies and act like I did something good. And people who do that, but because we have, you know how that old saying, so-and-so is a professional liar. And you do have a lot of professional liars, even though a lot of times it's just a saying, but in reality, it's a truth. You do have a lot of people who are professional liars. But in the end, they always get exposed for the lies that they tell. But this is just the world we live in, you know. You can call it whatever you want. This is just the world we live in. And people have accepted lies over the truth. But like I say, the truth will expose you, bring you back to reality, and let people know what you really are. But one day is always something that people like to say. One day, you know, things will get better. Every generation comes in is not better. It should be better, but a lot of times it's worse than the previous generation. So sometimes saying, well, you know, things get better. I like to wait and see. I don't want things to come. Like when people pass away, everybody says, oh, so-and-so's going to heaven. One, you don't know where a person's going. Only God knows where that person goes. That's why a lot of pastors with sense will tell you, no, we don't put people, or I don't put people in heaven because I don't know where a person may go. You know, people, you know, you don't know how a person lives his lifestyle. A person can come to church every day and live that sanctified life while they're at church. But once they leave that church, you don't know what they do. So you can't just go and put people into heaven because we don't know. We like to assume because it makes us feel better. But in reality, we don't know. So when we assume in sometimes, reality tells us, well, you know, this is real and that's not. And what's the difference between a lie and a truth? The truth will set you free and a lie will keep you in bondage. That's just how that works. That's why it's better to tell the truth and be honest with yourself and whoever than to sit and tell a bunch of lies. Because once you start telling your lies, you have to feed that lie with another lie, then another lie, then another lie, and then another lie. So the lie just continue. And then you realize, damn, I'm living a life that I don't like. And you can no longer look yourself in the mirror. And you have to go and confess. And once you do that, then you find yourself being free. You may lose some friends along the way because you done lied and lied and lied. But sometimes it's best to lose people than to lose your soul over telling so many inconsistencies. But be honest with yourself. Always talk about self, because we have to be honest with ourselves. Because in the end, it's all we're going to have is ourself. On judgment day, Jesus ain't going to be judging you and a bunch of your friends. He's going to be judging you and not your friends. So be honest with yourself. Stay truthful. Always stay truthful to yourself. That way, when you stay truthful to yourself, you're staying truthful to God as well. So brothers and sisters, I just wanted to drop this. Didn't want to hold your time. Just wanted to drop this. Peace out. Enjoy your week. And stay safe.